Thanks, Ken. Like I say, it's a whole new world.
Let me start. We are professionals.
No matter how long it takes, we're prompt. Right. That is so bizarre. I don't know. I just was running this board an hour ago, and I still forgot to turn our... I got us turned on.
Yeah.
But no record button. So, you know, that was some funny crap there at the beginning. I'm sorry. Do you remember any of it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, I have an excuse because I'm old. Your excuse is, man, I missed you. I missed you really much. Bad. I've had to put up with a bunch of crap.
I've been missing.
Yeah.
And missed.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you had the vid.
I did.
The COVID.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to embarrass you, but, you know, I tried to talk to you a couple of times during the vid, and the one time that you're trying to help me was, man, I think I even said, is this Ken? You know who you're talking to? Do you know who this is? Do you remember any of that?
All I wanted to do for the first several days was just sleep.
Yeah.
So everything was a dream. Anytime I was awake, it was like a dream. Because, I just want to sleep.
Well, it was bizarre for me. I think I told you, you know, I would be sitting... I mean, I had fever for a couple of days. I had the vaccine, so I felt like I didn't get it as bad as I could have.
Sure.
But I would be sitting doing something and just not off.
Yeah.
And I'd be so into what I was doing.
You're at the board or the computer.
Yeah, like gone. I mean, and then, you know, I'd pop right up and go, oh my God, I'm dying. I better go back to bed.
That is so bizarre. I've done that before. You have one hand on the mouse, one hand on the keyboard, and then you do the, what?
Yeah.
Oh, what? I was just asleep? What's happening?
Well, that's the way it was with me for almost a week. Not quite, but almost. Yeah. Well, the days I had fever, I just thought, I'm staying in bed.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. I'm going to fight the fever and let it go. And I refused to believe that it was COVID. I thought, I have Russian elms. I have really, when they come in. So I'm going to go through all this again.
Sure.
Not as severe, obviously, but I thought it was that, you know. And Julie from our sister podcaster said, no, you're going to take the test. And she even went so far as to bring the test to my house and put it in my mailbox.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching her out the window. She's disinfecting everything. I'm telling you, man, it was, I don't know. It was, it was rough. So if I'm sure that yours was 10 times worse.
Well, I mean.
Did you feel like it was the flu? Just a bad flu?
You know, I haven't had the flu since early 90s, I think. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
The last time I had the flu shot is the last time I had the flu. Weirdly. So, so I don't even remember what the flu feels like. But, no, I was just tired. I could not stay awake. Couldn't stay awake. And my throat hurt, and that was pissing me off. And then I developed a cough after that. So then it was, you know, my energy was coming back, but I just had this stupid cough that kept aggravating me. And that's really all it was.
Well, I don't remember. I needed some stuff. We were trying to get the sauce off, which we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, even though this show is going to air probably after that. But
I know.
We'll have winners.
We do shows in the future.
You're going to need to catch the wake-up call because Ren talked about one of the David Bowie songs that that's what he talks about. Is the Oh, my God. She had my mind like a... Hold on. This old fart don't quite understand what you're trying to say.
Slow down, Ren.
Let me catch up. But, but where was I? Now, see, I've already forgot. Where was I going with this train?
Yeah, it's old man mind. Old man mind.
Old man mind, yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that
the future. Something about the future.
This is in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
Right.
I feel like we need to go to commercial
break. Right,
but we
did.
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
Maybe I better get a double next time. I'm not sure.
Well, let's lubricate your brain.
We're at Traeger's, which is one of our major sponsors.
Yes.
We're also with that being said, we just picked up Desert Gruber Guides as a sponsor.
Nice.
And we have
love those guys.
And I negotiated a deal with. Oh yeah. Well, I've known them both since they were the size of their kids.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah, it's me too.
Have you? Well, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's the cousin of my best buddy from high school. One of
my
best buddies.
Yes. Yeah.
And so they were him and his brother, the twins. They were the twins.
Cody.
So,
and
I forget his name.
Ryan. Cody and Tom.
Tom. It is Tom. Yeah. So Cody and Tom, they were the pain in the ass little whippersnappers that were running around everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's changed. Yeah. Tom is the more sophisticated
is
one.
He?
He's always been
seen
that
him.
Way. Yeah. He's always been like real articulate, real well.
Yeah.
And Cody was just kind of always the goofball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But since he's gotten a family. Oh my God, the kid, and I told
Cody
him this to his face.
Cody spouting all kinds of information. I'm like, what?
Especially
how do you even know all that?
Even talking about the river.
I know.
I mean, wanted to know anything about our river, man. He's the guy.
Yeah.
But with that being said, they're gonna. I negotiated a deal with them. I got raft trips for all the cast and crew.
Nice.
So, yeah. See, I know what I'm doing sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. So I got us raft trips, and I'm also gonna do. And I think we ought to do it with Milk too. I'm gonna get Ren on the boat, and we're gonna do a show with her on the boat.
Nice.
And after my surgery, if I feel like I can get in and out of that boat without a whole lot of trouble, then we'll do the whole show with me and her on the boat, recorded going down the river.
Yeah.
So I think we ought to do a Milk. We ought to do something. Yeah. Maybe get the ladies to do the same thing.
Yeah. Because I did a show. I did a Think Tank episode with Cody.
I know.
Rolling down the river.
That's kind
awesome.
Of what gave me the idea. Yeah. Like, why not get the show out there?
I screwed up one of the camera angles, but
yeah, it was
we
a little
made it work.
Funky. Yeah. But it still was so interesting. It didn't matter. Cody's an interesting dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like him.
We should get him and Ryan both on the show. Matter of fact, I did invite them down, but they got the little ones now, so they got to make arrangements But I did invite them down for having a libation.
Yeah.
We can say drink because we're not officially on the radio.
Right.
It's a podcast. So they can have booze. They can have liquor.
booze. Just skipping past libation and
right.
Straight to booze.
Straight to booze. But I think we need to have them down. You know, they're really a great couple.
Yeah, they are.
And
they're
met with them at Encore Cafe or Encore Coffee Shop. And they, you know, they were just so, I held the baby. I was like, I was like grandpa, you know. I don't think, they had to ask me what I wanted because I got so involved. I was playing grandpa. We're gonna have some kind of contest. We're already doing that coming up starting next month. Each one of our shows will be able to give a raft trip for two away.
Okay.
So we need to come up with some kind of contest. And they don't have to be local because people come from all over the United States to raft there.
Right.
So we want to give. And the other thing that we discussed, which I didn't know, and you may already know this, but their pricing versus their competitors in Durango.
Oh yeah.
About half.
Yeah.
Might be a little bit less than half.
Yeah. The cool thing about those guys is that they can offer, like Durango, they have the Animas River running through it.
Right.
But at a certain point, the Animas is not raftable. It just drops. The
turns to bones.
But we still have the San Juan.
Right.
And that level has to be maintained at a certain level. And so
because it's our water source.
Yeah, not deep, but it's still raftable. You can still float it.
Exactly.
And so we can raft a lot longer than they can in Durango.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that stops them is they're both school teachers.
I'm sure they would go
all the way through if they could.
But. I know. Yeah. So they take their summer breaks and they do rafting.
How cool is that for a summer vacation?
I know.
Spend all summer on the river.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. When Cody was on my show,
go ahead and plug your show.
It's Ken's video. Ken's Think Tank. But it's video, and he made some female fans.
Yeah,
because he was there with no shirt on. Of course, he had a life vest on, but you know,
he had his
shoulders and his arms were just there, and he's all tan and muscular because he's just all summer long doing, you know, rowing and whatever. And I had women letting me know, fans of the show, that they really appreciated seeing Cody in the show.
I heard this rumor, and I want you to validate it for me. Yeah. But that when he did, because he did a think tank with you too recently with the lady.
Oh, with from Riverfest. Yeah,
yeah, from Riverfest. Yeah. Yeah, and that it was requested that he take his shirt off for think.
It was. Yeah. When one of them learned damn that he was, I was going to have him back on the show. They're like, is he going to have his shirt off? Like, I doubt it, but I can ask him.
Did you ask him?
I did.
What he said.
It's in there. It's the episode just, well, in the past by the time this airs, but today when we're recording it, it just came out today.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I was going to try to watch it, but I've been so busy, so I'll catch it tonight.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he's got that dry sense of humor, too. He's a pretty comical kid. Yeah. And I keep calling him a kid. He ain't a kid.
He's
not
a kid anymore,
but, you know.
I mean, but he is, whatever.
Well, yeah. You know, I am in my 60s.
Right.
Everybody's
a kid.
That's right. It don't matter. You're a kid. Right. She's a kid. Everybody's a kid. The people in the bar, attending bar, I don't know if they're old enough to be serving me drinks. That's how I feel sometimes.
Babies, look at them.
I know.
They're very cute, though.
They are cute. They're cute. And they are old enough, folks.
They are.
We're not trying to get drinkers in trouble. They are old enough.
I know.
But yeah, I just think if you live in this area or if you don't, you know, being able for us to give a raft trip away for two, you know, and they're reasonable enough, you can bring your whole family and not cost you much more.
Yeah.
You know, so we're also going to do with Traeger's, we're going to do a beer kind of float deal.
Nice.
Yeah. So
okay.
I think that's going to, and we, you know, that we'll have to give, we'll have to make some kind of big hoopla about that, because that's going to be worse. I mean, come on, beer and come on.
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure out some way to give a pair of tickets to that, too.
Yeah.
That would be one that I want to get better for. Cody already
promised. So they can get in and out of the boat? Yeah.
Cody and Ryan both said, well, we'll carry your butt and put you in the... I said, you guys couldn't lift me.
Put you on a litter and just carry you with drums. Boom.
Yeah. Boom. That would be fantastic. My head's already getting way too...
Just tame it in a throne on a litter, just being carried by like 10 people.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, man.
It would take at least 10 people. Would you volunteer to be
I think I'm going to park the truck and start traveling around town that way. It'll take longer, sure.
Yeah, but...
But the cool factor. I mean...
Who are you going to get to carry it?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll find somebody.
Yeah, it could be a problem. I there was one other thing I was going to talk about, but we need to take a break.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, the thing.
The thing.
Yeah, the thing. The thing that you were going to talk about. Yeah.
I have a finger for you.
I'm number one.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you ever forget it either.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Hamry Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Well, Ken's up at the bar. I don't know. Here he comes. I told you I was only going to buy you one, man.
Oh, all right. Well, then I got the other 10.
The other 10. Wow. Now I know I can't keep up with you.
Yeah.
Hey, you like my hat?
I do.
I love it. Oh, I remember what I was going to talk to you about.
What is this?
I left the tag on.
Why?
Because I want to be like Minnie Pearl. And nobody remembers who Minnie Pearl is.
I remember Minnie Pearl.
I said that to Rin today, and she's like, who's Minnie Pearl? I was like, oh my God, do I just feel like I crusted over.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember what I was going to talk about.
Mm.
I pulled into one of my favorite drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Okay. To pick up, it was a salad this particular day because it was one of my diet days.
Yeah.
I hate using that word, but I did. And the woman leans out the window and says, I just love your podcast.
Nice.
And I went,
which one?
That's exactly what I said. Guess. Take a wild ass guess which one she saw.
It's either this one or the wake up call because none of the rest of them really register on anybody's radar.
It was this one. she goes, you and Ken should be shot for that April Fool's stuff you guys pulled.
Oh, my God, that was amazing.
She goes, that was the funniest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
I said, did you believe it? She goes, yeah, I believe it.
Everyone did.
Congratulate you.
I got so many congratulations on that thing.
Yeah, me too.
Finally, one of them emailed, and I have so much respect for her that when she emailed,
who's been a guest on here?
Yeah, when she emailed, I'm like, oh my God!
I know you sent me a message. Like,
I feel really bad right now because she's being so sweet and so everything, and wants advice on how they can take their show to the same level. I'm like, oh Lord! Okay, I have to end
what
this.
What I want to know is what the hell is she asking you for?
Because I'm the brains, David. I'm obviously not the looks in this operation. So,
we don't have any looks. So, we're all brain and no look.
We're all brain.
Except my brain don't work. You know, my brain needs one of those cleanings that you do to your computer.
We're just wrinkled and gray, both of us.
Leslie, would you like to add? We have Leslie sitting here. Oh, yeah, she's going to be mic shy.
Yeah, put her on the mic. Put her on there.
Would you like to add? Do I look wrinkled and gray to you?
Absolutely not.
I love you, Leslie. Leslie is a glutton for punishment because she agreed to have
exactly
drinks.
That's why she's here.
Yeah.
It must be true.
She's either crazy.
Yeah.
Bitches be crazy. Or, I don't know, we've been out before. Actually, she used to work, she helped me with the bakery too.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good little baker. Mm-hmm. Great dishwasher.
Fast, is what he means.
Yeah.
The problem was, because we had kind of dated on and off, I had a hard time keeping my hands off her. I couldn't get any work done.
Right.
And
she
would say, hey, go knead the bread, not my butt.
Did you ever have like the ghost moment in there needing
no,
to go?
No.
Like,
I don't know. I never tried that.
You failed me, David.
I did what?
Failed me.
No,
failed
I'm
me.
So sorry.
But
I'm no Patrick Swayze. I'm more like Burl Ives.
Wow, you are! Look at that! That's amazing!
Anyway, speaking of that, after this girl said to me about the podcast, my head I couldn't get through my own door.
Yeah.
You know, it just was like humongous.
Yeah.
It
did bruised make me, from the top of the car.
Yeah, exactly. It did make me feel good. So on the next show with Rin, what I did was we have this big introduction, right? And so right after that, it says, here's Rin and David. Right after that, you hear crickets. So Rin's like, what the hell are the crickets? And I'm like, well, I don't want this fame going to our head, Rin. We're almost ready. I'm about 20 downloads away from 10,000 downloads.
Nice.
With the wake-up call. So I'm very, you know, I'm on freaking cloud nine. And then I had an interview yesterday at a place that I used to work. And, you know, they're like, they want me, but you know, and it's, I told them, one of my last words to them was, money talks, bullshit walks.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But the other nice part about that too is I can continue doing all the shows.
Right. Right.
So so they like me well enough that I can continue all my, and even the one that runs on another radio station.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah.
Because I'm contractually liable to them.
Right.
Did I say that right? Is that the right term?
Contractually
liable to them.
Yeah.
At least until November.
Nice.
So it's nice to be.
Yeah.
You know, I used to just be a little
to be
dumbass.
Wanted.
And
Leslie. Leslie. Do you want me, Leslie? That'd be really nice if a woman.
I thought this was the man show.
Well, what do men talk about?
Seriously.
You know, you're just lucky we just didn't pick boobs as a subject today.
I mean, we can't have every episode about boobs. We have to move north a little and engage brain sometimes.
Is that possible?
Sometimes. It depends. Yeah.
At my age, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That particular desire. I'm not like a teenager anymore. That particular desire.
You know what though? Your health would benefit from still acting that way. Well, there's a medical report out there.
Probably that
has proven that men oogling women's breasts increases their heart rate a little bit and. Google. And adds to their health.
Just looking at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to tell. Just looking at them, right?
Just looking.
Well, then I'm going to live to be 103.
There because, we go.
You know.
Talking about circulation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's the armor right there.
Not helping the circulation in the right
here,
place.
I'm up here, David. I'm up here. You're like, hey, I'm just working out.
Great. Thank you. You've given oh, my God. I have. So when I'm, so now you know. I have a standard. Yeah. Just working out. I'm just working out, ma'am. Yeah. Just working out.
And it's a good workout. Yeah.
Those are some big dumbbells. This is.
I'm just here to help.
We're starting
out to
sound like Adam Carolla and another
guy. I know.
What
it's
the hell?
Inevitable.
It's a man thing.
Yeah.
But we do like a woman's point of view. That's their whole idea, make us a little better as men, to be maybe, I don't know, more sensitive or... can I be any more sensitive?
I know.
Can I be any more insensitive?
Strangely, we're both pretty sensitive as far as men go.
We are. We're not... Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say...
Travis, who's been on the show before, keeps calling me gay.
You gay?
Yeah, I don't have anything problem. I'm not gay, but I don't have a problem.
Yeah, but he goes camping with you.
But, yeah. So he calls me Alice. I'm Alice to Travis.
It's that damn long hair.
He's like, you're such a girl.
He's a redneck through and through.
I know.
I mean, and not in a good way, because my dad was a major redneck. Yeah. I'm somewhat of a redneck.
Yeah.
But he is. And, you know, long hair just don't set with redneck.
There is a time, so I just moved back here. He was helping me out and everything, and I was decorating the place. So I had this forest green bedspread, and I went to the store, and I like candles, and so I was like, well, I'm getting some candles, whatever.
I can still see where this is going.
And I was like, oh, and I had one of those Papasan chairs, and it was ox blood. Is the technical? It was red. It was like a deep red. In guy language, it was deep red, but the real color was oxblood. So I had this forest green bedspread and this oxblood Papasan chair, and I was like, I want some candles, and I like apple, and so I got, it was called Apple Orchard Candles, and it was like the red, white, and green apples, you know, and it was like this layered candle, and I just got them because they were apple, and then I brought them back to the house, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh. That matches my bedspread and my Papasan chair. And I called Travis. I'm like, dude, come check this out. And he comes over. He's like, you're such a girl. What is wrong with you? Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm like, well, I'm not the one that called me all excited about the clearance racks at Kmart. And I had to run over there and buy shirts with you. Because that's happened. Yes. I'm like, be right there. Yeah.
Listen, we all have that friend. I had a friend like that in Durango. As a matter of fact, my oldest boy, when he was 16, came to live with us up there. He spent an entire school year, went to Durango High. And to this day, and Matt's almost 40 now, he calls Damon mom. and Damon is like he's not a tall guy. He's a shorter guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was working on Big Dog nights at 7 o'clock. I'd get off at 7 o'clock in Farmington. This is when I lived in Durango. And I'd drive, I'd get after production and get home about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, the time when Matt was supposed to be in bed.
Yeah.
You know, well, one night I walked in and caught them. I mean, I think they were going to bed right as I pulled up, but right. apparently they didn't hear me pull up.
Right.
I walked in and Matt's got him. Matt's got Damon, and Matt at that time was almost 6'3", something like yeah. that. 16 years old.
Yeah.
He's got Damon by his knees upside down. Holding him upside down in the middle of the hallway, and Damon's going, he said something like, Matt was saying, say something, say this, Mom, or something, you know, something like that, and I'll let you go. Uncle, say Uncle Mom, say Uncle Mom. And so I walk in, and Damon's like looking up at him, you know, kind of twisting around. He goes, it's hard for me to discipline you like this.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're big like that, and,
I know,
and yeah. you know, Matt's mild-mannered, unfortunately. So, but yeah, he could have killed Damon, snapped him in half, and not even thought twice about it.
Yeah, you got to have that friend. We've all had
that. Yeah, exactly. Damon and I were always accused of being, you know.
Yeah.
And I would tell people, well, you know, I'm a hard weekend, and I don't have a date.
Yeah, I mean, he's not working out. Thing. He's yeah. right there, man.
You know. He's also, I shouldn't tell his story, but I'm going to.
He's gonna hate you.
Yeah, this is an adult story, and I told this on Big Dog. I told the story on Big Dog, which he killed me for. You tell, I said, dude, my life is an open book.
Yeah.
But he was seeing a married woman. He'd been recently divorced. By this time, I'd been out with a few
married women.
I don't know whether I can do this. Out. He goes, he says, can I ask you something kind of personal? And I said, sure. He goes, have you slept with a married woman? No. Have you slept with a woman that's had kids?
Oh, okay.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Is it kind of like a hot dog down a hallway for you? I looked at him and I said, Damon, man, that sounds like a personal problem. Because I've never...
That's all on you, buddy. Just take it back and forth.
That's what I said. I told him, bang the hell out of the sides, man. You'll be all right. Listen, on that note, we better
we need a break.
Bottoms up, all.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm a bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow-Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it?
Yeah, see, that's what does Judge Million say? Say it, forget it, write it, regret it. All right. we got a call. We have a website, interwestconcepts.com. Click on Male Encounters Life Kind. You can see all our shows. But we also have email, which is maleencounters.lifekind@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or you can call us at 505-512-3179, and we won't use your name on the air. I won't even use your voice if you tell us not to.
Right.
Okay.
But that's no fun.
No, but we want your input.
505-512-3179.
Say that again, because that was kind of sexy. I got a little bit of a chubby.
3179.
Are you exercising?
Exercise.
exercise day.
All right, so I have to play this call for you, and I know we don't have the monitor set up, so I'm going to give you the headset okay. So you can hear it.
Yeah.
But I got to change the board a little bit to get to it.
All right.
Because
we're punching
freaking
buttons.
All right.
Doing
so.
Things.
Okay. All right. So put that on. And it's going to be on the show, and I think this is it. Tell me if this is it.
There's a call. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait. Hold on. This.
Next message.
Is that an operator or the
sent
machine?
Thursday.
Next message,
April
yes.
21st okay. at 1:27 p.m.
We need to talk about your podcast. You got a guy on there, his last name is Mills, a general or something like that, but you have set an all-time low bar with this guy. You need to get him off the air. It's a killer.
What the hell? Who is that? What is that about?
I don't know. He's listening to the damn wake-up call.
The
wake-up
call?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Who was he talking about?
Me!
You?
He says general. He said, yeah.
He got this guy on the show. His last name is General or something like that.
Yeah.
You need to get him off the air.
Didn't they call me a dumbass? I did something. Yeah.
Like, what the hell? You made a fan, David.
You know what's really funny? Because Ren and I talked about it today. Yeah. She says, well, I'm on a fan. And I said, well, Ren, you know, he didn't like me. That's what I want, she said. She goes, we're not doing our job if they're not calling bitching.
Exactly. So, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
If you move somebody enough to motivate them,
to call.
To like, you know what? I'm going to call that son of a bitch right there. And get
you
off of your butt
yeah.
and pick up the phone and dial the number and wait for the voicemail thing and leave the message.
Yeah.
You have moved that person. You have done your job.
He didn't say I couldn't use his name. He didn't say any of that.
Right.
But there was all it was, I could see was his phone number. So I guess I could look up his phone and see. But
it's awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I absolutely loved it.
I love the accent.
Yeah.
He's like this crusty old country dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he's got to be 80 something.
It's awesome.
And I thought to myself, if he's, you know, that age and still listening to podcasts or radio.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap, the guy may have something going on.
Go back on the wake-up call him out, and tell him to keep calling.
I did today.
Keep calling him.
I did. I said, dude, we'll use this stuff from now on. And then I said something to the effect of, listen, if you really want to get rid of me, the best way to do that is to
keep
calling him and bitching, because Ren will poop my butt. That's
brilliant. That's the only way to get it done, buddy. Just keep calling.
Yeah. You know, I love working radio, though. I mean, I love the old days of the original radio station,
yeah.
and we had the call-ins
yeah,
and the old turntables.
Yeah, that's what the
wake-up call's about. Yeah, exactly. The turntables and the whole
mm-hmm,
nine yards.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had an AM show one time. It was 1280, The Rock. 1280 here in Farmington.
Thank you.
Took it to number one in the market. It's an FM market. No, I'm good. Thank you, sweetie. But took it number one in the market, which is unheard of for an AM station
right.
and an FM market.
I know, yeah.
So I had this, I did a Rocky Horror Picture tribute.
Did you?
And I played Sweet Transvestite. This guy calls, and when he starts out, I've got to hold the phone away from my ear like 2 foot, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't in studio when the phone was ringing. I was getting coffee or something. I didn't want to miss the phone.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have had it recorded and everything. So I'm holding the phone out here. He finally comes down a little bit. You know, you played that song. I had to tell my son what a transvestite was. I had to go into all this. And I'm like, dude, I am really, really sorry. But let me ask you one question.
Yeah.
First of all, you know you don't have to listen to my show.
Right.
I appreciate you doing
sure,
so.
Yeah.
But you know you don't have to. There is a knob on there. You can change the channel. I said, but secondly, let me ask you something. Would you rather your son, I think his son was 10, 11 years old, right? So inquisitive.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, would you rather have your son ask you what a transvestite
mm-hmm.
is or somebody on the street?
Yes.
Somebody at school or
right.
somebody. And there's this long pause. I mean, it was like bells and whistles were going off in his head. And he goes, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd had that phone call recorded, man. I'd be playing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, learn this stuff at home. Yeah. That's what your parents are for. Yeah. Just explain this crap to you.
And he goes, well, you know, you're right. But do me a favor. Because, you know, I'm riding with my son. Can you wait, like, till after that hour when people are taking kids to school? I said, okay, man. You all do that.
I have a Rocky Horror Picture Show story in Virginia. I was in Virginia.
I love that show, man.
I had never seen it, but I had heard of it. And so I'd never seen it, and I had this friend that I was hanging out with, and she was like, oh my God, we're going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and there was a movie theater that showed it every single week. It was whatever night of the week that was the Rocky Horror Picture Show night of the week. And of course, all of the hardcore Rocky Horror Picture Show fans would show up there.
Dressed.
Yeah. Yes. And they would do the whole thing. And there was one of those theaters where the movie screen was, there was a stage. So you could actually get
people
on the
would
stage.
Get on
dance.
Yeah, and so people are getting on the stage and they're like doing a thing with the globe, and like everybody brought newspapers for the rain. And
about toast?
Like all the So all this stuff going on. But before the thing started, again, had not seen the movie, but that whole fake it till you make it thing, you know. Yeah. So I didn't know. I'm just like, whatever, I'll go watch this movie with you. I've always wanted to see it.
It's
so
really good
fine.
When you're stoned.
I know. So I go to the movie theater with her, and she ratted me out. So they're up on the stage before the movie starts, and they're like, is there any virgins in the audience? Anyway, like people who have not seen the show.
Right, no, I get it.
And she's like, yeah, this guy. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And so it was this huge dude, like a little bigger than you. Like
wow,
really
that's
tall,
big.
Yeah. Buff dude. And
I'm not buff.
But he comes over.
Thanks, Ken. I'll kiss you later, buddy.
He comes over and he's quizzing me. He's like, have you seen the movie? I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw it a long time ago. And he's like, oh, okay. And he starts asking me trivia questions. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, dude. And he's like, yeah, you're coming on stage. I'm like, I'm not going on. So he picks me up and throws me on his shoulder and walks me up on stage and puts me up there with about five or other people. And so we're all up on stage. I'm like, whatever. And I don't want any attention on me. And so I'm like, what is happening right now? And I'm up on the stage and there's all these people, like all these hardcore fans staring at us. They know what's coming.
Yeah.
I do not. And so we all got a spot. We had to bend over, look at the audience, and then whack with a paddle. Bam! One swat right on the ass and then got sent back to our seats. I'm like, what the shit
so
am
they were
I
punishing
doing in this place?
What happened?
And it was amazing. The whole experience of the entire audience participating in this movie. Yeah.
Well, back in the
80s. And so now I have a copy of it. Now I own it.
Back in the 80s. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, I was in radio back then too, doing a morning program there. Number one show in that market as well, West Texas.
Yeah.
And the guy that owned the movie theater, one local little bitty movie theater, I talked him into bringing in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
So we did, and we did it traditional. We did it at midnight. People came from all over, San Angelo, Midland.
Yes.
We packed that place for a weekend solid, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid, right?
Yeah.
And the theater was trashed.
Of course it was.
So we're sitting the next day. We were sitting on his back porch. He had a big, nice house in Big Spring. Beautiful view, and we're having a few drinks, and he goes, dude, I'm going to kill you. And I said, he goes, that's the biggest mess I've ever seen in my life. And I said, well, you know, I'm sorry, man, but did you make any money? Oh, yeah, I more than paid for it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he looked at me and goes, let's do it again next week.
Right.
We ran it, I don't know, for like 6 weeks and packed the house every time.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a little West Texas down close to Midland, Odessa area.
I know. And that's weird for Texas.
Yeah. Packed it.
Yeah.
Then people came from everywhere. And you know, as you were there a while, you could recognize them. Oh, this is Joe from San Angelo. You know,
We
had a guy dressed up in Rocky with that teddy on and a guy came the high-heeled shoes. I'm like, he was a little bitty guy, he was short, but you know, he comes in, he's almost my height, the heels that he's got on, and you know, he's giving me this, he's rubbing my face. I'm like, hey dude, I'm sorry, you know. I was really homophobic in those days. I was like,
Yeah.
But what do you think is the most fun about that? I mean, do you think it's actually the production, or do you think it's the people?
It's the people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the production is great. It's well done. I mean,
it is.
It's an okay movie, you know?
Right.
It was probably really great, like, when it came out. But,
right.
You know, by today's standards, it's still an okay movie, but that's not the point. It's a
right.
cult classic at this point. And so when it becomes that, it becomes more about
right.
the movie and the production and the acting and the things like that. It's fun.
So, it is.
You know, it's a musical and it's fun. And it's
but
got Susan Sarandon. I love her, and she's in her skivvies and everything.
I know.
And so,
what other production can you go to and participate like that?
I know.
Not,
and
not.
Get pulled in.
The entire audience is part.
Yes.
At, like, not just, yeah, go. No, there's actual participation
right.
for very specific scenes
right.
in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, the new character comes on, too. Like, when Brad comes on, it's asshole. Everybody hugs And when Susan Sarandon. Yeah. Sarandon.
Yeah.
She'd come on and was slut. Did they do that where you were at?
No,
they didn't yell it out.
They had other things. They had, I forgot what it was. It's been so long since I've seen it in a movie theater. But
we should talk to the Allen Theaters about
should.
Bringing it in.
Yeah, yeah.
We would sponsor it, right?
I think, yeah, we'd sponsor that. I thought there was a theater in Durango
that
would do
in.
That every once in a while.
Well, Durango, man, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But still, it needs to be here.
Isn't it below? It's above Cuckoo's, maybe? Or
maybe. I have it in my head that there was some theater in Durango.
I think there was.
There
I think I remember when I was there.
The
something
Abbey?
To that effect.
I don't know.
Anyway, I do think I think it's something. I should talk to the folks at the Allen Theaters and tell them we'd like to. We'll have to hire a cleanup crew, though, I'm telling you. One of the shows that was freaking flour and rice and all kinds of raw hot dogs.
I mean,
that's the only thing that bothered him was they threw raw hot dogs at the screen. Well, that screen was old.
Yeah,
you know, hot dogs are a little oily.
And it's staining it.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that was the only thing that bothered him. Other than that, he was like, frick, let's do this again.
Right.
I want to do this several weekends.
Right. I've only been to it in the theater one time. That one time.
It's an experience.
Yeah. It's an experience, exactly.
Yeah, and that was way back.
I highly recommend
that was like
it.
Early 90s.
Maybe put a fake screen in front, like a sheet or something. I mean.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
We could get. I know a guy that has the big.
Yes.
We get Traegers to do it. We can do it right out here.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, do it outdoors.
Outdoors,
is that big enough?
Yeah. Well, we probably couldn't seat all the people that would show up.
I used to run the outdoor movies for the city at Ricketts Park.
Well, Rickett Park, we could do, or we could do it out at the amphitheater. I see some brainstorming coming on there, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got coming up, the Salsa Off is already, we'll have winners next week. Let me say this, if you have ideas, you want to be on the show, we'd love to have you. How do you describe our show? We're just a couple of guys trying to etch our way out.
A couple of dudes in a bar. That's really it. That's the entire description.
Yeah, and this is what, ladies, this is what we talk about when we have a couple. So it's nothing really intelligent.
No.
So you have nothing to worry about. But anyway, our phone number is 505-512-3179. You can leave a nasty message like that guy did.
Please leave a nasty message.
Ken's all about
I'm
the nasty.
I'm begging you.
Or you can email us at mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. Did I sound like real radio just then? I felt real radio just then. Did I sound real radio? Email us at lifeencounters.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, I'm just...
Mailencounters.
Every time a phone number comes out that someone's calling out a phone number, I go to the stereotypical TV commercials where they're just hounding that number in.
Oh, yeah, over and over again. Good point. But I have this website.
If you want to pass such a message on Mail Encounters of Lifekind, call 1-505-512-3179. That's 1-505-512-3179. Call 1-505-512-3179.
Again, what's that number?
505-512-3179. That's how they do it on the TV commercials.
I know.
But they remember it.
They do it on radio commercials, too, because when I was doing radio and they would do that, I would come back on immediately after the commercial and go, what was that number?
That's why I made my commercial the way I made it.
Yeah.
I'm like, there is absolutely no information in that commercial except my website.
That's all you need.
That's the only thing that's in that commercial.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to hound people, but I'm going to tell you right now, Rin hates that commercial every time we play it. And see that lovely opera guy just drives her. She'll have her headset on. You'll see her take her headset
off. It really tests the upper limits of audio on that opera singer.
But it gets your attention, and that's why I like ours too, because I get that off take of you making fun of you. But it's not as good as yours. I'll admit.
I hired an actual opera guy.
You can tell. Yeah, very well done. Well, Ken, we have gone way, way past time.
We have. Oh, 46
minutes. I think this is our longest show yet. I wish
that we just break a record?
I think so.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. It was fun. Leslie, thank you for it opening up.
You're
welcome. Opened right up.
She did. She's like a book.
Got booze in her. Yeah. I know her well.
I like to talk.
Well, you can come back anytime. You can come back. I bet you money you haven't listened to a show yet.
I have not.
Okay, well,
you're right.
Here's your challenge to listen to 1, 2, 12, I don't care. And then you can, because we had a guest come on that was calling us out. Like, my friend from Durango.
Yeah.
She came down from Durango.
Love her.
Yeah, she came down from Durango. My gay friend from Durango came down from Durango to call us out on our bullshit, is I think exactly how she put it.
Did she accomplish the mission?
No.
I don't think
well,
she did.
Well, I think we all agreed to just, like, you're right. I mean, we had valid on both sides.
Yeah.
It was a great show, period.
It was a really good show. Okay.
And it's still, it's
amazing. With Pam.
I don't think it's come out yet. Or maybe it's out now.
It's out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pam!
I know. I love her.
Yeah, she was awesome. I don't know if I said this, but she and I wrote Folly skits together. That's how we met. We acted in a couple of Follies together back when the Snowdown was big and heavy, which they're bringing back. So she's already contacted me about writing scripts for the one coming up.
Nice.
So, and I'm sure that I'll be in one of those as well.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. And you know what? I may invite you to come up and act in one. You could put on a skit with us if you wanted to. Are you into? We're not married. You cannot roll your eyes at me like that. Put a ring on it, bitch, if you want to. Just treat me.
I'm not an actor.
Yes, you are.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean.
Have you ever been to the Follies?
Pretty much my entire life is acting.
Yeah.
Because no one really knows who I am. But.
You ever been to the Follies?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, then, nothing else. We'll get you up there for the Follies. Because. We may have news next week. I don't know.
Give me a good amount of alcohol.
I can do that.
And a script.
I found that out about you. You know, when we first met, I saw how easy you were once I had alcohol. I don't want to give out all the details, but we did have a good time that night.
Yeah. They're pretty easy.
Yeah.
And she.
Say goodbye, Ken.
Goodbye, Ken.
Say goodbye, Leslie.
Goodbye.